mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. Hello, and thank you for joining us today. It is the 15th day of April, 2008. We're not going to waste time spending a lot of our precious airtime on the fact that the Federal Reserve gets all of the income tax you pay, and then all of that money goes to build the New World Order. Not one red cent of it goes to roads or, quote, the military or federal services. And the hundreds of other taxes, fines, and fees do. So we're not going to spend a lot of time on tax day talking about this. Lord knows we've already spent enough time in our private lives preparing for it, dealing with it, going through it. I'm not one of those individuals who does not pay the income tax because I choose my battles. I commend those that don't pay. I think they've got a lot of courage. A lot of them go to prison. Some of them don't. In fact, a lot of court cases are being won by Wesley Snipes and Tommy Crier and many others. But I choose my battles, and I choose to not give them excuses to hang me and hang me high. I am as clean as a whistle. If they're going to shut me up, they're going to have to manufacture something. That said, huge broadcast today in the third hour. We now do 4 hours here daily. Andres von Bülow joins us again. We were the first in the United States to interview Andres von Bülow, and we've interviewed him two separate times. He hasn't been on in about 4 years. Andres von Bülow was the head of the military in Germany, but they have two defense chiefs. He was the parliamentary head or the defense secretary. He was the national head of German technology minister, one of the top cabinet positions. He was also the head, when he was in parliament, of the German International Intelligence Agency. They have a domestic and a international, just like FBI, CIA, MI6, MI5, Shin Bet, Mossad, that same British model that everybody goes off of, modeled after them. So he will be joining us with all the new developments, all the new information he's learned. And he's been active again, speaking out for 9/11 Truth. He's written a book on the subject, been involved in a film as well in Germany, national TV programs. He'll be joining us in the third hour. Fourth hour, we're going to have a lot of other news clips, video clips, of course, be taking your phone calls. In the second hour, he is going to go ahead and use his full name on air. I advised against it, but he just says he doesn't care. Plus, he's had a lot of heart trouble the last few years and is not in good health. In his words, he just doesn't care. I have a guest coming on air who worked for NASA. And I'm just going to leave it at that. What he wants to say, he's going to say. What he wants to talk about, he's going to talk about. But let me just give you a little news tip. You're going to want to be tuned into this radio show in the second hour today. Before Andres von Bülow joins us, and I mean, I've seen this guy's national security letters. I've seen his Air Force national security letters. Doesn't matter. I've seen him in famous movies about NASA on the front line and mission control at the computers. And I've known him for, how many years have I known Raymond? I guess about 9. Raymond's even done some work around the office for us. He's retired. But he'll be in studio. And believe me, you don't want to miss this radio show, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order
in the near future.
Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Greetings, I am Dr. Buell von Schenk with the White Paper Chronicles. Mr. Steve Schenk with his fearless radio program is correct when he says the solution to our difficult times is to store food and get healthy. My comrades and I of the media don't want you to panic. We, unlike fearless radio, try not to tell you about the food control legislation, Hurricane Katrina, the American famine, families unable to buy food. If we told you the solution to all these problems is food, you'd panic and run out and buy up food before it disappeared, or you couldn't afford it. You'd completely mess up the perfect strategy for population control, and they'd kick us out of the Survivors Club. You are a sissy chicken if you call JMS eFoodsDirect.com and order food.
This is Steve. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. You'll be considered a little bit crazy, but there's no such thing as a little bit dead.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let me go over some of the news I've got here in the stack. U.S. foreclosures jump 57% as homeowners walk away. That's 57% in March alone. Oil rises to record on Mexico terminal closures, China's rising demand. Democrats blast Mukasey for 9/11 call remarks. Continuing, PAC-based militants may attack United States. Pakistani terrorists, Al-Qaeda, are everywhere. They're blonde-haired, blue-eyed. Bush says, brace yourself, give up all your rights, or the terrorists will get you. Walmart to film gun sales in bid to fight crime and enroll you in a tracking database, Reuters. Ben Brother is watching. Trash cans with transponders tracking how much you throw away, what you throw away. Feds not addressing drugs in the water. That's Associated Press. Drink up. Retailing chains caught in wave of bankruptcies. Large and mid-sized chains across the United States, including Sharper Image, file for bankruptcy. Did China stage Tibetan attack on wheelchair-bound woman? PrisonPlanet.com, and the evidence is very conclusive. They are staging events, dressing up as monks. Professor calls for Google-type brain chip implants. About a week ago, my friend Steve Mason called me and he said, did you see Saturday Statesman, the paper here in Austin? I said, no. He said, well, you should see it. And I forgot and didn't look it up. Then he came into the studio last night, came up here and brought me the Statesman. And it's a big color image on the front section of the Statesman. It says, everything must go. And it is an image of the Constitution being ripped in pieces. And it says how to fight terrorism. And it goes on to say that basically we should get rid of the Constitution. By the way, the VidCam is going to go live in the second hour today. We're going to have the VidCam live for you in the second hour and then in the fourth hour for PrisonPlanet.tv members. I'll show you the cover of the foreign policy section of the newspaper. And the image tells 1,000 words. A picture tells 1,000 words, but it's 1,000 words in the article, too, that tell you in words. And it says the Constitution is bad, and that we basically need to get rid of it is... And it's Bobbitt who says this. He's the Bilderberg CFR member. He has written a new book, Terror and Consent. And we're going to be going over that article. Also, Amy Goodman supports investigation into WTC collapse. So she's now going public more. Luke Radowski questioned her at wearechange.org. It's up on Infowars.com, too. Also, there is a posting up on Infowars.com of a YouTube video that says, Alex Jones, I'm not being mean. You're just retarded, sir. And I was being serious when I said that. I made the point of, were you breastfed? And the guy started stuttering and got mad and hung up. And that's because if you're not breastfed, I'm not bashing mothers that can't produce milk or children that can't absorb it for some reason. I'm just saying that those are the fats that are used in the development of the brain, and there's a bunch of different studies on it. You can just look up breastfeeding and brain development, Google that, and the studies will come up everywhere for you. That's what you're designed to drink, and your brain is forming at that time, and you need those complex fats that are tailor-designed, you know, by the female body for the baby. Wow. Yeah, it grew inside that woman, inside her uterus, the new life, and then it suckles from her. I'm extreme. It's kind of like ads you see that says, grass-fed beef. Ooh, cows that have actually eaten grass. How strange. Oh, babies that have actually had their mother's milk. I'm so extreme. So I took that example to say, sir, you've been drinking fluoride your whole life. You probably weren't breastfed. And, you know, that's why, because he was so stupid. He was stammering around. I was talking about how thousands, tens of thousands of Nazis were brought into the U.S. and how they advised the fledgling CIA, OSS, they advised in the development of the atomic agencies, the energy, Department of Energy, just Department of Defense. But that was already the case. I mean, so much of our culture, our educational system, that's why it's called kindergarten, is a Prussian mind control brainwashing system. I mean, that's in the Prussian textbooks. And we've had number two Department of Education on. We sell a book, Deliberate Dumbing Down, that has the secret documents and declassified documents from Department of Education. I'm not even bashing Germans here. I'm half German. My mother's German on both sides of her family. I'm actually all Alsatian for some reason, but that's Southern German. I'm just trying to understand what makes the world tick. And it's a Britannic slash Germanic slash Judaic amalgamation. And those are the three dominant cultures that form what we are today and what the New World Order is. Britain, Germany, and the Jews. That is the dominant cultures that formed what we know of as Western culture today. And then, of course, there's also a root in the Greeks and their eugenics, what you could call, you know, the really the dominant link. But in the more modern last 1,000 years, Dark Ages emerging into the Renaissance, the last 400 it's those three major influences. But I'm getting off into political science and sociology and history. It's that this person just says I'm lying. And I say, what's your proof? And he just says, you're just lying. And so I say, well, sir, you're retarded. Now, there are many comments along these lines, but I'm just going to read this one. It's comment number 77 on Infowars.com in the section, Alex Jones, I'm not being mean, you're just retarded, sir. And I take no sardonic pleasure telling the man that he's mentally brain damaged, that he's physically unable to think. It's not just that they're willfully ignorant. They're like, they have the minds of about four-year-olds. And I'm serious. A lot of adults have the minds of four-year-olds. And when you talk to them, they talk like four-year-olds. A smart four-year-old. Now, this is what Think a Marine for Your Freedom says. Now just listen to that propagandic term. 70%+ of the military wants out of Iraq for 2+ years. 80%+ of the American people. So with that headline, with his handle name, it implies that you've got your freedom because of the Marines. And that we've got to thank him. You know, we wouldn't even exist if it wasn't for him. And it is true, I do thank the Marines for Texas and for kicking Mexico's butt when they attacked Texas and the U.S., the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. And I do thank the Marines for a few other things, but as Smedley Butler said, after about 1900, it was only going in and blowing up third world countries and taking them over for the bankers. And I do thank you for World War II, but for your sacrifice, but at the same time, our own government created Hitler, and the Japanese, as unsavory as their imperial system was, were manipulated into it. So I'm just into the reality. So out of the gates, you have your term, your handle, Thank a Marine for Your Freedom. And then he goes on to claim that I'm this master propagandist, commenting on what I said in the 8-minute clip to the man that is brain dead. This is a good example of why AJ is so effective at what he does. He takes facts and then makes huge leaps. He is a master at doublespeak. For example, when he says that Florida CPS is run by a bunch of pedophiles, his only qualification is that generally people who take your kids are pedophiles. Is this a true statement? Yes. But is there any evidence that the people that run Florida CPS are pedophiles? No. Okay, we're going to use you as a case point example. And by weird, the liberty consciousness that's there is we have tens of thousands of people that post on YouTube. They are going to go and they're going to take your text, they're going to take my audio, and then they're going to put mainstream articles up over it. I don't even have to do it because I don't have time. I'm counting on you listeners to do this. I know you will. No, sir. 5 years ago, the top three heads, number 1, 2, and 3, it was in the Miami papers. It was all over the news. And those will be pulled, and just like we did with Mayor Ed Koch, we will put it over your statements from CENTCOM. You will be defeated in Florida, where you're sitting right now. Or you're a copycat who regurgitates and mockingbirds what your bosses in CENTCOM do. By the way, it's admitted for 3 years that CENTCOM does blog and does, quote, counter propaganda on the web inside the U.S. So don't deny that that's going on either. Now, I remember, I don't know, was it 4 or 5 years ago, it came out that while the top three people at CPS, Department of Children's Services in Florida, are convicted pedophiles, and one of them was a hardcore child rapist, then it came out again 2 years ago that a whole bunch of them in the hierarchy were, and then it came out a couple months ago. So shut your mouth. Don't you say I'm a liar with no proof, dirtbag. You need to thank me and my listeners for what freedom we've got left. Your bosses are getting rid of all of our freedom. How dare you call me a liar while those children are being abused? Now those sins are on you.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Let me tell you something. Thank a Marine for your freedom. The founding fathers would spit on you. You're anti-American. You're an enemy of the Republic. And this song's for you.
We caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We look down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory
Gray said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we seen their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept them.
All right, we're back live.
There wasn't as many as there was.
So this is the type of garbage people put out on the web. I mean, they'll post stuff like, the dollar isn't dropping in value. He's an anti-American liar wanting to hurt the economy for Al-Qaeda. Yeah, Al-Qaeda, give me a break. This is a good example of why AJ is so effective at what he does. He takes facts and then makes huge leaps. He is a master at doublespeak. For example, when he says that Florida CPS is run by a bunch of pedophiles, his only qualification for this is that generally people who take your kids are pedophiles. No, I mean in the government. Is that a true statement? Yes. But is there any evidence that the people that run Florida CPS are pedophiles? No. Oh, we got you there, buddy. We're going to run an absolute info war on your operation. You lazy scum at CENTCOM ought to actually go read what's going on in your state of Florida. CNN News reported 5 years ago more than 3,000 missing kids that CPS took, and they don't know where they are. By the way, I want that article put up over it. But he got it out there as he knows there are members of his audience that will believe that. He is brainwashing his listeners to hate the government. Let me see. What did the founding fathers say about the government? Don't trust it. Keep it small. You have a right to rebel against it if it tries to spy on you without warrants, if it tries to take your guns. Are they going all over the country and confiscating guns? They do that in New Orleans in the high and dry areas? Is there basically a gun ban in Chicago and New York and D.C.? Is the Supreme Court about to rule that they can restrict gun ownership? Are they going door to door saying we want to come in and inspect your guns under knock and talk and under other programs trying to intimidate their way in, saying, mind if I come in, and then we've had the guest on where they then basically force their way in? Is that pro-America? Is that what I thank you for, Marine? When I thank you for my freedom, do I thank you when I was out in Oakland, California, and witnessed Marines training with foreign troops to take Americans' guns on video? Or the 29 Palms survey? Or now all the admissions that the troops have been trained for insurrection to take our guns? Do I want to, is turning my guns in freedom? Is that what I do? When the news, the Washington Post, everybody else admits that now they're spying on everybody without warrants? Non-terror related? Patriot Act used tens of thousands of times against U.S. citizens in non-terror related cases. Due process falling apart. Is that what I thank you for? You wrap yourself in the flag and you think you're pro-United States. The U.S. is that Bill of Rights and Constitution and our heritage of liberty. If we don't have that, we have nothing. But he got it out there, and he knows that members of his audience will believe that. He is brainwashing his listeners to hate the government. No, to hate the criminals and the foreign bankers in our government that are openly saying get rid of our national sovereignty. I mean, I have the Austin American Statesman here says everything must go with a picture of a torn-in-half Constitution burning with burned edges. And then you read the article, and it says we need to get rid of our Constitution and our country. But I need to shut up. I need to stop hating America and hating the government. Oh, it makes me sick. The whole I'll bet you $10,000 statement. Oh, but then he is not a betting man, yet he restates his bet over and over again. Yeah, because I realize every time I do that bet, it's illegal to bet in Texas like that. So I said, well, I'm not really a betting man, but if you want to go to Las Vegas to prove the point, I will go to Las Vegas with you and bet that it's true that tens of thousands of Nazis were brought to the U.S. The point is, they did bring Nazis here. And we'll come back to him defending that and twisting that on the other side. It's you, little boy. Don't worry, though. You're going to get what you want. The country's fallen. It's overrun with foreigners. The dollar's devalued. CENTCOM threat centers are everywhere with the CIA running every major city. Now mainstream news. No, everything I say is true. And everything you say is a lie, you coward.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you want on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145 today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Attention GCN listeners. You've all heard of 911 in Plain Sight, Beyond Treason, and One Nation Under Siege. But did you know that all of these documentaries were created by one man, civil rights activist and filmmaker William Lewis? Now Mr. Lewis has produced his most patriotic documentary to date, a film about taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
This is for all the real Marines that love this country and know that the nation is about the Bill of Rights and Constitution.
Ira Hayes. Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes. He won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people, there's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down their ditches a thousand years, the waters grew Ira's people's crops, till the white man stole their water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Ira's folks were hungry and their land grew crops of weeds. When war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's creed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. There they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when the fight was over and Old Glory raised, among the men who held it high was the Indian Ira Hayes.
some drunken Arabies, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Ira Hayes returned the hero, celebrated through the land. He was wined and speeched and honored. Everybody shook his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian. No water, no home, no chance. At home, nobody cared what Ira'd done. And when did the Indians dance? Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard. Jail was often his home. They let him raise a flag and lower it like you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk early one morning, alone in the land he fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian or the Marine that went to war.
All right, we're back live. So this is the type of lies or complete ignorance. Either way, it's the same thing. It's the same thing over and over again. So this person, thank a Marine for your freedom. Freedom? I'm losing my freedom. I mean, what have I talked about that hasn't happened? I told you these local FEMA centers are CIA run because I read that in government documents 8 years ago. Now it's been all over the newspapers the last 2 weeks. And don't give me this, oh, what newspapers? It's all over the news. We posted them. Try looking into it. I told you they're spying on everybody. I told you whole floors at every major phone company are NSA offices. Then it broke last year in the San Francisco Chronicle that it's exactly what's going on. Now it's on Frontline. Everything I've told you is the truth. This isn't our government. This is a new world order. This is global corporations coming in and getting rid of our sovereignty. In fact, for PrisonPlanet.tv members, we ought to just go ahead and start encoding live now because I can't wait. I want to show people on video the Austin American Statesman article, Everything Must Go. It's a story written by James E. McWilliams, special to the Austin American Statesman. And it just says, everything must go. And then there's a picture of the Constitution ripped in half with a burned edge. In fact, can we go ahead and go live and start encoding now, or we'll do it the next break? Because I know people won't check into this. I want you to see this. I mean, this is sick. When we start the next hour, I'll have this image up there for you. Then we'll get into NASA's secrets and a lot more. But he goes on, this thank a Marine for your freedom. He says he takes true statements and twists them to form an anti-government conclusion. Hey, Bubba, patriotism isn't worshiping the government. Have you read the Founding Fathers or Teddy Roosevelt? It's following the Bill of Rights and Constitution. When a government gets sideways against that, they're the enemy. You read the Declaration of Independence, or is that an Al-Qaeda document, too? I got FEMA on video teaching the Founding Fathers are bad. It's in my film, Road to Tyranny. The Nazis, I'm sorry, not bad, terrorists. The Founding Fathers are terrorists. The Nazis brought over is a misleading statement. These were not decision makers in the war or the party. These were guys that had valuable knowledge and information that went a long way with the party, whatever that means, for survival. And did you notice that Alex never qualified what that means? Yes, I did. I mentioned what they were brought over for. So they were Nazis. Show me something that states how we became Nazis because of their influence. It is all a smokescreen to use a group with such negative connotation to it and make people afraid of Nazism returning, this time in America. Yet there is no evidence of it, only theory. He never qualified how we are being sprayed. Only that we are. Hell, he could have just thrown out crop dusting. The people really need to wake up to this guy. He is as good as there is when it comes to mind games. His site motto is right. There's a war on for your mind. He means it. And he is one of the combatants that wants to control it. See, I'm an enemy combatant. This is definitely a CENTCOM joker or someone parroting their info. Now, let's stop right there. It's illegal for CENTCOM to be doing what they're doing, and they admit they're engaging in domestic propaganda and fake news buying and all the rest of it. Headline, $1.6 billion in fake news purchased. I mean, the government's doing it. Department of Education's doing it. They're all engaged in government propaganda placement. And I, for one, have had enough of it. On that very show, I talked about how the Goddard Space Center, named after Goddard the Nazi, Wernher von Braun, the head of NASA, was the head of Nazi weapons development for the entire Reich. He was one of the senior members, directly under Albert Speer, who ran the Nazi economy. They brought Joseph Mengele over and protected him. That's mainstream information. He helped form the modern CIA. They brought tens of thousands of them over. My grandfather lived in Midland, Texas, when the Bushes were there. He said he'd go into the restaurants and the bars. He was a lease hound, and there were Nazis all over the place. The fact that Klaus Barbie was protected and worked for the CIA is admitted. Do you know who Klaus Barbie is? Look it up. More than 1,000 Nazi scientists were in NASA alone, and obviously they were brought over here. I mean, that's even in the right stuff, which is written, you know, it's a true story. Were brought over here because they did have the knowledge. That's what I said in that very radio show. But I added the key point here. I said, we are not the Nazis in that very show. This guy says I didn't say it. Sunday show. I said, we're not the Nazis. They are us. The Nazis got everything they did from the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation, from the Eugenics Society, from the Eugenics Records Office, which is where the Human Genome Project is based at Cold Springs Harbor today. The same guy running it since the 40s had to step down last year for saying blacks basically weren't human, Dr. Watson. Then you got the Watson family owning IBM, getting the highest Black Eagle Award from Adolf Hitler, the highest civilian award. IBM machines being used. The Gates is giving $70-plus billion with Warren Buffett to carry out eugenics. His daddy runs Planned Parenthood, Gates' daddy. And I said, the Germans and the Kaiser Wilhelm Society were funded by the U.S., and Hitler quotes it in Mein Kampf and in other writings and other books he's quoted in and in his speeches. And that the modern science that we follow and the bioethics and the Dr. Peter Singers and the Dr. Eric Piankas that call for world reductions of force 90% and one child, I told you you'd hear on the news soon, only have one kid, kids are bad, we need to have taxes on kids. That's how it started in China. U.S. Treaty, George Herbert Walker Bush, 1975, went and signed Memorandum 200 with the Chinese for IMF and World Bank money to carry out eugenics. All documented. I made a film about it, Endgame. I just gave you Memorandum 200, public, declassified, 1993, signed, 1973, implemented in India, China, Peru, many other nations in 1975. One-child policy. So you're right, brother. I'm not saying we're the Nazis. I'm saying they got it from us. Adolf Elois Hitler learned it all from the eugenicist out of England and the United States. Period. End of story. End of discussion. I'm upset. I'm mad about my life being ruined. I want to take time off. I don't want to have to work all the time, but I can't stop because I got to fight these people. And then people like you who think they're well-meaning and think they're patriotic call me a liar. Now, I'm calling you and other people out. You say I'm making it up that Florida CPS is run by pedophiles. Every few months that's in the news. They always replace them with pedophiles. By always in the last 5 years. Your IP, we scanned it, looks like it's coming out of Florida. It may not. The point is you're probably there at CENTCOM, and you're disgusting. I'm right about everything I said, and I'm sorry you can't deal with reality, little boy. I'm sorry you can't deal with the facts, little boy. I'm sorry that you're afraid and you can't deal with reality. And it's people like you that are in denial that are destroying our beloved country. You talk about thanking you for our freedom. Why about you start defending our freedom? No one can deny we're losing our Bill of Rights and Constitution. No one can deny this country's falling apart. All right, I'm going to shut up about it. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on the economy, though. It's very important. Look, the fundamentals are there are factory shutdowns of what was left everywhere. There are scores of businesses declaring bankruptcy, large retailers going bankrupt everywhere. Fuel prices, people say, I don't care. I'm not a truck driver. I don't care if they're all going broke. I know truck drivers. I know a bunch of them, and they are having to sell their trucks. They're going on welfare. A lot of them are vets. They're going on disability. Their lives are over. It's all over. And the Mexican trucking companies, they got people working for a third of what they do, are taking over right here in Austin right now. And by the way, it's hurting the Raza because the Mexican truck drivers happen to be Americans. They're losing their jobs too. This is only the beginning. And there's all this denial about it. And then the Federal Reserve that's engineered all this, even the Financial Times of London admits it, as this spreads globally, now they're going to be given total immunity, total power, and the private Fed will run the three federal agencies and will now have total control over us. They engineer the depression. After they get in power, they get more power. Then they get even more power. Then they engineer another crisis, and they get more power. That's what they do. They always stage a terror attack, get more control, and stage an even bigger one. They're ruthless, they're cunning, that's why they're in control. U.S. foreclosures jumped 57% in 1 month. Homeowners walk away. Bloomberg. U.S. foreclosure failings jumped 57%, and bank repossesses more than doubled in March with a year earlier, and adjustable mortgages increased as more owners gave up their homes to lenders. More than 234,000 properties were in the stage of foreclosure, or one in every 538 U.S. households. And it goes on. And that's each month. That compounds. Oil rises to record $113 a barrel. In the futures, it's even higher. New York Mercantile has it at $112.48. Futures rose to 1.62 or 1.5. It's just amazing. And meanwhile, they're doing nothing to reverse this. It's the dollar dropping that's making oil go up in price. They need to raise interest rates to 15% right now. Throw the brakes on. It's an emergency. They need to shore that dollar up. All they're doing is buying time. Instead, this will just destroy the stock market when it finally hits. And the yuppies are like, no, 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 slash, slash, slash. They've already cut it down to 2%. There's nothing else they can do. The IMF dumped tens of billions of dollars more yesterday on the market, and still gold rose. And now we bring in Ted Anderson. He'll be with us into the next segment. Ted, gold bottomed out at 845. It's now rocketed and stayed for the last few weeks at around 930. Clearly now it's marching back upwards. This is a big buying opportunity, and every fundamental shows with oil at 113 and all the rest of this happening that gold is only going to go up if any market reality is in play here, despite them hammering gold by dumping it on the market in the futures and engaging in shorts and every other trick. It is still exploding in price, Ted.
It is. It's going up like crazy, Alex. You know, the thing about it is that, you know, it does fluctuate up and down. We are looking at around 930 gold, just like you said. But we've come up off of that 600 level, and just a few years ago, up to off of that 300 level. There was a big push for the central banks to keep gold below $400 an ounce for close to 30 years since 1980. And they did everything they could to keep it together like that until the country finally started to melt down so hard that the market said, no, we're going to buy the gold, and it doesn't matter how much gold you dump into the marketplace, we're still going to buy it, and the price is going to go up. The central banks are losing control over this thing, and really, like you said, the only thing they can do is drive the value of the currency right through the floor. I hear the music coming, but yeah, we'll talk about this on the other side, because there's a lot of things that are going on right now.
All right, Ted, stay there. Then our big NASA guest. He worked in Air Force Weapons Development, then in NASA and Mission Control. And it's just unbelievable what you're going to learn coming up in the second hour today as we defend the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic.
Our beloved Republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's spyville.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
All right, going back to Ted Anderson. Yeah, they're doing everything they can to suppress gold and other commodities because it does show the true inflation. But they can't. Oil's at $113 a barrel, pushing even higher. Gold's at $930+ an ounce. Silver right up there at $19 an ounce. Everything is increasing, and now they're having to admit serious, very serious inflation is upon us, Ted.
Oh, there's no question about it, Alex. Every time we turn around, there's an economic problem here in the United States. The people want to have, they want to have the government bail it out by the printing of money. This economic stimulus package to bailing out the bankers that made these subprime loans, and that going into the prime loans, and the whole thing, this whole house of cards is coming down right now. There's inflation coming because we've we've printed so much money that the value of the money is just going through the toilet, and the value of commodities are going to go up. The market is demanding that that happens because there's too much money out there. And then you can't solve our economic problems by printing. And when you see that going on, man, you gotta duck. You gotta get away from the U.S. dollar. You also have to get away from paper assets, companies, stock market. All that stuff is going to be incredible. Things are going to be hurting over there because of the fact that, yes, indeed, we'll have real high interest rates. The stock market's going to be in one heck of a bind. We have record foreclosures, the credit cards, everything is coming down. It all adds up at this time, Alex, and the Federal Reserve System the central banks can't sell enough gold in order to suppress it, so the prices continue to rise. And that's what we have right now. I mean, gold going from 600 to 900 and even reaching into the 1,000 here just recently, obviously, indicates that. At this particular time, Alex, we do have some things that have locked in on prices are low. Comparatively speaking, a couple of years from now, you're going to look back and you're going to go, man, I wish I would have put everything I had into this stuff. Silver right now is just in such short supply that it's really difficult to maintain a good supply of things to sell. I was able to get into some silver dollars here recently just because of the fact that the market did back off a little bit and allowed for a little bit of inventory to loosen up and become available on the market here. So I do have silver dollars rolls right now at 578. I've got those British sovereigns right now at 257. I've got the French franc at 205. All of those things right now are in really good buying shape right now as far as getting into something in the marketplace, getting into small pieces of gold that you can use anywhere in the world, not just here in the United States, and it translates to buying food, clothing, shelter, all the things that you need in the worst of economic times is the thing to be getting into at this point. And that's why I've been recommending this stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. Ted, tell them about the offer again and give them the toll-free number to call.
Yeah, sure. The British sovereign right now is at 257. The French franc right now is at 205. And the silver dollar rolls, that's rolls of 20 right now, are at 578. You can give us a call at 1-800-686-2237. Again, I'll say it, it's 1-800-686-2237. Alex, now is the time to be getting in.
And to be clear, Ted, you locked in gold weeks and weeks ago when it was lower, so you're adding in that discount.
Yep, sure are. This is a great time to be getting in, and you're also buying it at a price that, is closer to like the 900 to 920 range. So
absolutely. 1-800-686-2237. Gold is going up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. We are live coming up in the third hour today. We're going to have Andres von Bülow join us. He was the defense minister, also the head of German technology, head of that office. He was also the head in parliament of their intelligence agency, their international spy agency. And for about 5 years, he has been writing and saying that 9/11 is an inside job. We were the first to interview him on U.S. radio 5 years ago. He'll be joining us again for a full hour from Germany in 60 minutes. Don't forget, we now also have a live fourth hour of the show from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now, Raymond, you want to go ahead today and use your full name?
That'll be all right.
Yeah, okay, we'll go ahead and do that. I mean, I don't want to get anything too secret, but you can give us your, quote, opinion on things. Raymond, of course, is in the Air Force. He worked in Mission Control in the Apollo program. He worked with the cameras. I've known Raymond for about, I don't know, since 1999, so I guess that's about 9 years. A good friend of mine. He's even worked in this office before, you know, whenever I needed a little extra help on shipping and things because he's been retired. He is also an electrical engineer, worked for some of the larger computer companies and engineering companies out there. And Raymond is our guest. He was dropping by the office last week, giving me some information. And I thought, why not just have Raymond in studio with us? And he's got a lot of material here that he's going to be talking about today. But first off, Raymond, I want to thank you for coming in studio with us.
Well, you're quite welcome.
Raymond, well, this is a short segment, as you know, as a listener to the show. Start off a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, what you did, how you got involved in the Air Force and weapons development, then you got into NASA. Break that down, and then we'll come in and get into the meat and potatoes and show some of none of the classified documents or any of your national
classified.
Well, exactly. Well, like your national security letters or anything like that. But, you know, news articles with you in it at NASA and photos and stuff like that. And what you think really went on with the Apollo program.
Well, I was assigned to a military program called the MOE program. And for my training, I was sent to Mission Control at what was then the Manned Spacecraft Center. Since changed, the name changed to Johnson Spacecraft Center, to work in the Apollo program and to train as a controller for the military program. Well, I know hardly hit the dirt down in Houston when the MOE program was canceled. They were saying there will be no military program. It will all be a civilian-controlled civilian program. I didn't believe that for one microsecond. But
now, they say 80% of the space program is secret military, right?
Well, I never worked on the other side of it, but I have had enough hiccups I've seen to believe that that what has become the shuttle program is simply a diversion from the real program.
That's what the former head of Star Wars, Dr. Bob Bowman, said here on the show.
Okay, Nikola Tesla, Nikita.
Before we get into all that stuff, okay, I want to talk about you first. Then I want to get into the stuff that you did do at NASA and what you think about the moon program. Okay, because I want to keep us focused, Raymond. We can have you back on some of the other subjects or get into that once we've covered. But first, tell folks what the MOLE program was.
Well, they were going to build a space station called the Manned Orbiting Laboratory. Now, this is very early. This is before all the high technology and integrated circuits and the really miniaturized, high-powered computers. In fact, the instrument ring on the Saturn V, which had the computing power of something like a good-sized handheld computer, all transistor logic, weighed 1,400 pounds. And the same thing could be done with one integrated circuit chip today that weighs practically nothing.
All right, Raymond, stay there. We'll be right back after this quick break. Everybody, stay with us. This is the GCN Radio Network, and the vid cams, the document cams, are live in studio.
Harness harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power. And the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Raymond, in the 52 minutes we've got left, let's just try to move through this in some type of order so that we can cover as much as possible, and I really appreciate you coming in. Finish up with your credentials, what you did at NASA. You got them to the part of you were in the military side of the program, and then it gets canceled. Tell us the rest of your history at NASA, then we'll start breaking it down.
Okay, all branches of the service had officers stationed at NASA, were assigned to dispersed special activity squadron, and we operated just like the civilians did. We had jobs working right beside them, doing the same things. And there were people from the Army, people from the Navy, and people from the Air Force, as myself.
And now, why had they sent you to NASA? What had you done previously in the Air Force?
I started in pilot training. But
then you said you'd worked on missile systems and guidance and things like that.
Okay, that all came later when I...
Okay, well, then I'm going to stop. Go through your history. Go ahead.
All right. As far as my history, working at the manned spacecraft and in the Johnson Spacecraft Center, same thing. I first worked on the Apollo program up through past the Apollo 13 disaster, and we couldn't fly for some extended period of time, so the Air Force reassigned me. I wound up working in an intelligence branch, and then beyond that, I went out of the Air Force, and I worked for Lockheed in various phases, including, well, first I worked for the Radio Corporation of America onboard camera system, meaning the camera systems that were flown on the shuttle. They were very special. They were made to withstand the extreme temperature and the vacuum of space.
Now, let's go back now. Let's go back to you're on the Apollo 13 mission. You've got photos, and I've even seen video of, you know, you there at Mission Control. You were on the second and first different modules. They've got three different systems, like the main one running the mission and then backups. Describe what you did on the Apollo missions for listeners out there.
Well, I was in the guidance and control section, and as a guidance officer, I help formulate the maneuvers and plan what was to be done. During the mission, I had to update the spacecraft and the lunar module computers with the next coordinates that were to be for the next burn, the next maneuver. There was a long list of numbers that had to be put in and checked very carefully to make sure it was all correct. Then it was sent to one of three tracking stations around the world and uploaded to the spacecraft and into the spacecraft computers. And then when it came time to execute the burn and they put it on timers, it counted down and the amount of propulsion in whatever direction we were directed or the numbers indicated was what the velocity that was added to the spacecraft. And I helped do that and keep up with the paperwork. And
now let's stop before we run out of time. You've got a lot of things here from NASA news articles. Well, here's a NASA newspaper with you in it, or do you want to get to that later?
I mainly brought, I have a bunch of paper that it's quite interesting, but mainly stuff like this. I brought to show you that I was there since you never saw me. This is this picture I'm sitting in here, and it tells you over here under number 17.
Yeah, no, I've seen this before, Raymond. You forget you showed me this in your national security letters and diplomas and all that before. See, here you are right here. Try to show that on the document cam. Best I can. This document cam's turned the wrong way. Here, let me just put it this way, Raymond. I can move it. Keep talking. It's okay.
Well, anyway, what I was trying to tell you that as far as the program or the photographs being a hoax, I have no knowledge of faked photographs. However, I was later working on a program after I was out of the Air Force and after I'd already worked for RCA. I was working for Lockheed. And I was assigned to a program that dealt with photography, and I was a very good photographer. I had a photographer myself. I had extensive knowledge and background.
And you later worked on the shuttle cameras, too, so that's what you did.
Yes, actually, I worked on it before this case, but this case up, I was working on film photography at a section in NASA, okay? And one of my primary jobs, believe it or not, was to go attend all of the meetings having to do with the space station and to be an Alex Jones on that, to stand up and raise heck and tell them that they could not have any film photography unless they put a lead-lined film safe as part of the structure of the space station. And that made everybody mad because I'd have to interrupt to do it, and they didn't want to hear it, especially after they heard it the first, second, or third time or something like that.
Yeah, here's a bigger picture of you, but that's out of the newspaper, and then the NASA newspaper, and then here is, which one are you here in this photo? Show people.
Right here.
Yeah. There we go.
Right there. Anyway, the problem with the film on the shuttle is that if you had a lot of solar activity, it would cause the film to be degraded. Both before and after exposure, it didn't make any difference because the cosmic rays and the radiation from the sun would go through everything and make streaks in the film, fog it out. And so film photography on the shuttle has been a problem. And
that's not even getting out towards the Van Allen. That's just the radiation that's not being absorbed by the water in the atmosphere. I mean, that's just the sun's radiation.
Above the atmosphere, way above the atmosphere.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. The atmosphere is what blocks out that radiation. So just the sun radiation, you're saying, is messing up the film. Imagine what the Van Allen would do.
Well, it's not only the Van Allen. The Van Allen captures or turns away from the Earth a great deal of the damaging radiation and particles coming from the sun.
That's what I meant, yeah.
But the Van Allen belt is about 400 nautical miles in altitude, approximately. It's a range of like 100 miles or something like that thick.
Well, my point was the shuttle's not up in the Van Allen.
No,
but
it's not.
But it's still getting cosmic rays that are frying film.
Yes, there. You still get.
So we have proof.
You're getting cosmic rays sitting right here.
Exactly, but the on average 10 feet of water, if you condense it all, on average, gives you some shielding. Correct?
Yes, you get most of it. But anyway,
but Raymond, the reason I raise this point, of course, you're the engineer, so correct me if I'm wrong, an electrical engineer, that the shuttle is below the Van Allen, but still just the solar and rays, predominantly, and also galactic rays that are coming in are still putting specks and lines all over the film. And so that's scientific proof that we wouldn't be getting clear photos from the moon, because it's going to go all the way out from space to the moon and back. And as a scientific test and proof of that hypothesis, you're saying, and we do know, and it's even been in the press, that shuttle film is fried. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, it depends on the sun activity as to where the solar flares as to how much you get. You may not get almost nothing if the sun is very quiet, or if the sun is having a very high activity, then you may very well wind up with the film that is very badly degraded. Now, I do have some pictures here, for instance, that would be very difficult to fake. At the same time that were taken on the Apollo missions, like this right here, this would be very difficult, could be fake, but I'm sure was not.
Keep going, Raymond.
Okay, so I don't know why that they just didn't say, well, we don't have all of the pictures we'd like to have because probably the film was spoiled by the radiation.
Now, let's be clear. We have a frontline mission control fella. Here's Raymond in the document cam right there on your screen. He was there. He believes that he was running a mission. Everybody there believed they were running a mission. He was assigned for the military over there. But he is saying that he ran the film cameras on other missions and, of course, RCA video cameras where they could get the footage. And he's saying that that it's – are you saying it's a lie? What are you saying, Raymond?
I'm saying that I don't know that personally that anything was faked, but at the same time, on a later job I had, a legitimate job, that there were real problems with getting film that was not radiation damaged. So you can't have it both ways, and I'll let you decide for yourself.
Well, talk more about that program that you were on with the specifics and what would happen with the film.
Okay, I did not develop the film. I know that there were problems, and we were told that we had to have a lead safe. Now, they had a lead safe on Skylab, which was at the end of after Apollo 13. It was launched on Skylab, on a Saturn V, and then later manned with another mission where supplies were taken up. And they did have a heavy lead safe on that for the film. And they kept the film in that, except while it was being out and put in a camera being used, they kept it in the safe. And they were supposed to do the same thing on the space station. Now, the space station, well, getting back into this, at the same time I was working on this, Kodak and the Naval Department was working on digital cameras, and it has evolved into what you find in the stores now, that you can go into the photographic shops and Target and Walmart.
Stay there. We're going to come right back. And later, when you're working with RCA, you get
an internal company newsletter about anti-grav, and then they try to shut it all down and cover it up. We'll be right back with Raymond T. Ladies and gentlemen, we haven't even scratched the surface yet. You're going to want to stay with us for this. Engineer on the Apollo program and a lot more. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Yes, there is an in-AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.9 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Former German defense minister, former German technology minister, head technology minister, former head of German intelligence, Andres von Bülow, joining us in the next hour to expose the black op that was carried out on 9/11. Going back to my friend Raymond Teague, electrical engineer. Raymond, why are you now, years ago I asked you to come on the show and you didn't want to do it, why now are you willing to come on the show?
Well, I'm frankly tired of all the lies and hypocrisy and the damage being done to this country by operations like 9/11 and what I see going on as far as our trying to control the world to take over all the areas that have oil for no reason when we could be producing our own oil. I have relatives in the oil field and know that we could be producing all the oil we want to that is needed. If
Alaska's admittedly got more than Saudi Arabia.
If they would just turn it loose and allow someone to do it. And that's not the case. But anyway, there are other things about it.
We're jumping around
too much. Let's go back to the digital cameras.
Okay.
The camera business. While I was working with the film cameras for this department, I was also helping, or I observed anyway, the work being done on the digital cameras, which now you can go in and buy the finest machines for a couple of $100s will buy you a really good digital camera with many automatic features. And you can spend almost any amount of money you want on one. But anyway, you can get some very fine results, and they operate in near darkness. After I was out of the Air Force, and I went to work for the Radio Corporation of America when it still existed. It doesn't anymore. And they were the ones that built the cameras that were used on board the shuttle spacecraft. The cameras are very special. They had to withstand extreme vibration, high heat and cold. They had to be, they were remotely operated, and they were in all specs very special, and they cost $1 million apiece. And there's lots of stories I could tell about that. But anyway, that was the most fun job I ever had. I had, because that camera system was used in every operation done with the shuttle operation. So
don't be nervous, Raymond. It's okay. It's a lot easier when we're sitting around eating dinner and telling me all this.
So with a half a dozen people that were involved in this, what was amounted to a satellite RCA office, where we maintained did all the astronaut training, helped with all the experiments, I got involved in everything that was going on with the shuttle until 1983. Anyway, the digital cameras are an enormous convenience in that if you have something wrong or you want something to take a picture of damage or a problem on board the shuttle, you can take it with a digital camera or on the space station and send the telemetry, the picture down, and it can be examined on the ground immediately. There's no delay. And this is an enormous problem. This is an enormous advantage when trying to solve any problems where you need help of engineers on the ground. And there is no radiation damage.
But going back, you didn't have those during Apollo, though.
That's right. These did not
exist.
And
they're claiming that their film cameras, these pristine, big glossies, hundreds and hundreds of them, total in the missions, thousands, from the moon with no damage on them. As an engineer who worked with these cameras, who worked on the program, who worked on Apollo, on all of it, is this a load of bull?
I don't see how it is possible to have escaped any damage to the photographs.
You've probably told me what the scuttlebutt is, though you weren't on those secret programs, that they do have, and we know they have secret programs, that they have the space planes, all of it, and that this was all basically a PR front. But can you talk about that? Or?
Well, let's see. One of the things that happened of many, I have the RCA put out a monthly newsletter, a company newsletter like most companies do that have a large number of employees scattered at multiple installations. You get a newsletter from the company that tells you basically what's going on in the company and so forth. I got one that told about an engineer or about an experiment they did where they flew an object around that this object canceled gravity.
Stay there, okay? And then we're going to get into the secret space program as much as you can get into, or little bits and pieces picked up. But this is already huge news, ladies and gentlemen. Engineer, frontline, NASA, Apollo program, working in the optics, working in the photos, saying it's impossible. We'll be right back. In fact, we're going to continue talking for PrisonPlanet.tv members during the break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
All right, Raymond. Continuing back to, you get this internal, but it's still not secret, RCA for employees spread out at installations all over the country and the world. You get this newsletter. Tell the story in more detail.
Well, anyway, I get this letter where they're able to fly this object around in an experiment. So I thought, well, this is great. And why are we wasting our time with rocket propulsion when we should be working on this? So I call up the...
And they were specific in there. They said it was canceling gravity.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, and they totally denied it was true. They even denied the article was there, even though I had it right in my hands. So it got down to the point where there was no use to arguing with them. There was nothing I could do about it. I couldn't get my hands around their throat and wring their necks like I would have liked to.
Do you still have that?
No, I don't. I don't know where it is. I have it somewhere, probably.
I know how it is. Yeah, I can't find half my stuff.
But anyway, they denied it. And like I said, Noah Tischler had run the same type of experiments earlier. And even though the shuttle is an impressive device, and I sat on all the contractor meetings.
Well, Wernher von Braun drew that in the early 30s. I mean, von Braun had this shuttle concept for Hitler.
Okay. Anyway, they had all these contracts, contractors like Lockheed, Grumman, You name every Boeing, every one of the major airframe builders made a proposal that had the shuttle or a shuttle-type crash flying on something that looked like a 747. And these not only had regular jet engines, they had ramjets and so forth. The idea was to get the shuttle as high and fast as possible, have it take off on its own internal fuel tank and propulsion system, and have a recoverable system.
Space plane.
It would be a space plane that would be launched off the back of a 747-type...
Yeah, you've got a whole bag of documents,
yes,
photos.
Well, I was looking at a photo for the shuttle on the back of a 747. But anyway, that is quite doable. But the 747 is not fast enough, nor is it intended. Well, in first place, the shuttle is launched with an enormous and very expensive fuel tank that holds liquid hydrogen and liquid oxygen.
That's the center, right?
That is... That huge fuel tank that the shuttle looks like a bug on the side of, and it has a huge, two huge solid rocket motors on either side to lift it on launch. It would burn for 2.5 minutes. Okay. That was never intended to be the case, and it violated most of NASA's safety policies as far as the danger of having, working with and having those solid rocket segments, because they used a perchlorate rubber sulfur type fuel. I don't know what the exact composition was. And aluminum. It had a lot of aluminum and perchlorate in it, potassium chlorate. If you dropped a wrench or something on a segment that was sitting around the launch facility, and I was down there on some trips on business on the cameras, you would actually cause it to ignite. It was percussive sensitive if you hit it hard enough.
Well, Raymond, we've only got about 25 minutes, and I'm going to have you back in. But you've got this big bag of photos, things. Show folks the mug, and then let's get into, you know, some of the other things that are going on. Show people your NASA mug.
Well, that's just a personal item.
I know, but you brought this stuff in. It's interesting.
Okay.
Here, hold it up for the camera. Show folks. Here.
This is one of the items that the people that worked in the Mission Control Center, God, I think we paid like $25 for it or something like that. Somebody
Raymond
made
Teague,
a comment,
yeah,
but it does have my name on it and what it was about. So that is a personal souvenir. But
well, I appreciate you bringing all these mementos in to everybody.
Yeah, like I brought a trailer load of them. But
cold beer here. Anyways.
Anyway, The contractors all came in with...
go through all the suspicious stuff. I mean, I know you're going to miss details.
They were going to do it right, and we were going to have a totally reusable shuttle. But at the price in $1970 was going to be in the billions of dollars to get it all done. Now, the thing that y'all have missed that nobody paid any attention to that really just fried me and everyone else was... Robert McNamara canceled the production of the Saturn V booster. And when he did that, he killed the space program. It would be more than 10 years, they knew at least, before we had anything that would fly into space, like the shuttle development and testing that had to be done.
The Saturn was an amazing lifter.
That's right. And not only that, but it was relatively inexpensive. It burned kerosene and liquid oxygen, at least for the first two stages, and then the S-4B, the top third stage propulsion stage of it, was liquid hydrogen and liquid oxygen. But at any rate, he not only had the production stopped, he had the tooling destroyed and the drawings destroyed. This, to me, amounted to high treason.
Sabotage.
Yes. And I'm sure he didn't do that on his own. They, for some reason, changed their mind about flying heavy objects into space, and we still can't duplicate with the shuttle what the Saturn V would do. Now they're talking about building...
Why did they destroy the Nazi drawings that Wernher von Braun did? You know, he came up with the Saturn V.
This is one of the big mysteries. They apparently did not want to publicly fly in space like we had been. They wanted to end the lunar program. The last three of the Saturn V's, they put one on display horizontally at Johnson Space Center. They put one on at Huntsville, Alabama, Redstone Arsenal, and one at the Cape Kennedy installation. So that was the last three of them.
So this is more evidence of how they've really got another secret program. And now they admit they have space planes, they just won't let us see them.
I personally believe, without any evidence, that was really the start of whatever we have for a secret program, because by that time they developed the necessary biological equipment. You have to keep yourself alive in space if you're going to send men in there, and they have to be. On Apollo, we used pure oxygen at 5 psi, which gave the equivalent, or a little more than the equivalent, of breathing 21% oxygen at 15 psi, or 14.7, the atmospheric pressure. And many of the problems that we encountered were solved. And also, computers came along, the integrated circuits, and things that were made miniaturization possible and life possible to sustain a human in space, which is one of the most difficult things to do. It is far cheaper to build, like JPL does, Jet Propulsion Laboratory, robots that go out. That way you don't have to carry any food, you don't have to carry any air, water, anything to sustain a human.
Yeah, that's what Dr. Bob Bowman said, is that there's robot craft. And that for at least, what do you say, it'd be about 27 years, that there is already military, stealth space plane aircraft. And again, they drop solid DU weapons in the gravity well, so it'd be going about 25, 28,000 miles an hour. And that, now, understand, it's not nuclear. There's not a reaction happening. It's just that the solid core. It's a meteor gun, is really what it is. That's what he says the weapon platforms they've got are. That's super high classified. You know, he ran that program right before they made it public under Reagan.
Okay, I have never worked on it. I do know these cannon shells. I've been on tests that are made out of DU. You could buy the projectiles at gun shows. In fact, I've handled them, which I shouldn't have. I learned later. Were about 3/4 of an inch or an inch in diameter, and they were about like 14 inches long, but they weighed about 50, 60 pounds, and just like a small arrow. But they move, they have a sabot or a plastic case around it, and they can be launched at 5,000 or 6,000 feet per second.
Yeah, the Abrams has that, the Vulcan gun and the A-10.
And they will literally go through both sides of a turret of a tank.
Well, what Bowman said it is it's an assassination weapon. You can have somebody, you know, who is 600 feet in a bunker, and you drop one of these solid DU weapons in the gravity well, it gets accelerations you could never get in the atmosphere. And he was talking about 28,000 miles an hour. Can you imagine what that solid DU bomb does at 28,000 miles an hour?
Well, this very, very dense material apparently holds together enough to go through almost anything that is less dense than itself, and it causes enormous destruction.
Well, it's meant as a global decapitation. They can find out whoever they want to kill, where they're at. They got the attack craft all circling the planet at any one time. Supposedly, there's quite a few of these babies, and that's when he was there 20-plus years ago. Can you imagine what they've got now, Raymond? And that brings me to the next thing, where we get more into speculative stuff or what you can or can't say on air. I know you're very nervous doing this, and I appreciate it, Raymond. Going back here, now, if you're working on the Apollo program, they bring back these photos that have to be fake, in your words. What do you think was really going on with the space program then? Because that's what others have said off record, is that this was just a cover for a real space program, and that they could have just been in orbit, and then you guys were fed fake info from another mission control, or how could that happen, Raymond? Or what do you think really happened?
No, I think what we did, what we thought we were doing. I'm just saying that there was probably, I kept getting indications to me that the money was really being spent on something else, and that the basic research and ability to maintain humans in an artificial environment existed, but I have no positive proof and did not work on any of it. But let me show you an example. The space station, I worked on several phases of that.
Because we're almost out of time, just cover all the key points. Go ahead.
Okay. the science fiction writers had space stations that were wheels. And these wheels on the outside would be spinning, and you'd have a hub that was stationary in the center that you would dock to, have your solar cells on, and you would have artificial gravity on the outside so you didn't have to worry about the blood chemistry changes and the effects of being weightless for long periods of time on the crew.
More German technology.
That was not, that has not been done to date to my knowledge. It hasn't publicly been done. As far as these weapons Alex is talking about, I don't know about them, but what makes me very angry is we have, what is the date? I need to put my glasses on that.
This is March 4th, 2008.
The Austin American Statesman. And down here they say, U.S. Navy hits Somali home in attack on terrorism suspect. Well, it just tells where they launched two missiles.
At a suspect.
At a suspect. At a cost, these missiles cost at least $1 million apiece and probably several million to wipe out some shack and kill not only maybe the suspect if he was there, but also everyone else around within quite a few yards. And Congress has not declared war on Somali. They haven't declared war, and they go ahead and this is not the only case. They keep hitting things. If they want to blow something away, it is very disturbing to me that we could just go randomly. Like if I didn't like somebody in Austin, I go burn their house down or go shoot it up or something without any real authority to do that. And we've gotten to be...
Oh, it's totally lawless. I mean, there were like 15 news articles last week where they said, okay, the FBI admits they're reading all the emails and everything and no warrants and it's non-terror related and just, well, there's no Fourth Amendment. And then states are announcing, yeah, we're not going to have warrants anymore. I mean, it's just, and now they're coming to doors asking if they can have your guns or what you got. I mean, this is just Twilight Zone, Raymond.
Well, this is, I'd say there was the destruction of our people and our country. And
did you see this Statesman article? Where the Bilderberg CFR member Bobbitt says everything must go is the headline. We the people, it's a constitution ripped in half with a burned edge, how to fight terrorism. And then they say in here, yeah, get rid of freedom. We got to get, it says get rid of the constitution, get rid of national sovereignty. That's the way to help America.
Also, the drug
must go. Everything must go. And then they show the
we could, the government has denatured alcohol to keep people from using liquor they that has not been taxed and controlled by them for many years. And I'd like, Alex probably doesn't want me to bring it up, so I'll wait. But there's a program. We could have all of the drugs denatured to where people would not use them without authorization or where we had some sort of a program. And it would be very easy to do, and it would probably be easy to do, conducted by the people who didn't like our military and our drug lords, our gangsters in their country running their agricultural program.
No, I don't even know. I'm ignorant. I don't know how you go and block coca unless you create a bioweapon that goes after coca plants.
Well, I'll talk to you off air about it, but it'd be very easy to do. You would not have to employ Demolition Incorporated and half the CIA and the Mossad and truckloads of thermite and explosives to do something. It could literally be done in a cave in Afghanistan or out in the Amazon jungle quite easily.
Well, tell me whatever this is later. But here we have the Statesman. Everything must go. And then they show the Bill of Rights being cut in half and it says it's how you fight terrorism and get rid of freedom. See, the Constitution is in the way of your freedom in this image. It's that wicked, you know, that wicked Constitution is in the way of fighting terrorism. But by hacking the Constitution in half, now they can fight terrorism. And the headline is, everything must go. Got to get rid of that we the people. I mean, they're so out in the open. And then they say they're patriots, Raymond.
Okay, let me tell you about some more about the space program that you don't know about. I worked at a Ford plant in Lorain, Ohio, while I was going through college to work my way through there. Anyway, coming back from a date at 2 o'clock in the morning on a clear, crisp, I think it was July or early August night, in what was probably 1964.
Before the military, before now, so before you're an engineer.
Yeah, right, before all of this, before I graduated from school. I We lived kind of out in a rural area, but it was only about 250 yards from my parents' house to the Ohio Turnpike, which was a paid Interstate 35 is what it amounted, toll road. And I looked over about 100 yards away from me, and there was an object about 6 feet in diameter. It was only about treetop high, and it was roaming around, and it kind of followed a zigzag course, but generally it went over the trees, over observing the Ohio Turnpike. And I watched it as long as I could. I watched it out of sight.
Well, now they on TV have drones that look just like that.
Oh, wait, let me. Anyhow, I thought about reporting it, but I didn't. And I thought about shooting it down, but I didn't do that either because I'd had to wake the whole household up, grab my only centerfire rifle, a 303 British Enfield at the time, and grab the ammunition, get somebody to drive me up to fire on it. And that would have been, it would have been too late. I couldn't arrange that fast enough, one. And two, anyway, the next day, it was reported as having been all over northern Ohio, including going through the turnstiles at the toll on the toll road booths. And then comes
stay
along.
Stay there. They were testing some type of surveillance platform. We'll be right back.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
All right, Dad, let me get this straight. On Civil Liberties takes place in the future, right? Like Star Wars?
Yeah, that's right. Slightly in the future.
Wait a second. I thought Star Wars took place a long, long time ago.
All right, Einstein. But it is kind of like Star Wars anyway. Just like Star Wars, there's an evil empire, and some people have started an armed rebellion to fight the evil empire.
Okay, so don't tell me. The government's the bad guys again?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, so your character's like Luke Skywalker.
Not exactly.
I know. You're Chewbacca.
Not really. But my character does help the rebellion to stop the government's evil tracking system, which is happening now in the real world, just like in Uncivil Liberties.
Wait a second. They can't track us. It's a free country.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties. Go to UncivilLiberties.com or mail $13.95 plus $3 shipping to Mercer Films, Box 3797, Albany, New York, 12203. Purchase a copy today at...
Final segment with Raymond Teague, electrical engineer, worked in NASA, Air Force. Raymond, it's clear we're going to have to have you back in for our full hour again, and I really appreciate you coming in and spending time. Huge revelation that from somebody who worked not just in NASA on mission control with the Apollo program, but somebody who worked with the film, with the color film, then with the digital cameras, in shuttle experiments where the radiation was frying it, much less the Van Allen radiation belt. And that's what people have always pointed out, but you still believe they went to the moon. You just say it's a major mystery. And so, well, again, not conspiracy theories here. We just cover the facts. But getting back to this then being reported in Ohio, this little six-foot-around disc flying around, now the government admits they have those and have had them for decades.
Anyway, this object changed brightness from very, very bright red to a very, very dull orange. Now, I've run experiments myself where you take a lamp, filament, bias it just barely on, and then you can put an audio wave on it and be able to pick it up with a detector and understand the audio at audio frequencies. However, what I was saying, this gadget was reported all over, but when we got the motion picture came out, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, they showed almost a perfect representation of this gadget flying around that I saw.
Now, we've talked privately. You believe that's government programs, correct?
I don't know what to think about it. It's obviously a robot from somebody. I don't know whether it's from here or originates with another culture. I believe that from the Philadelphia experiment, there are other time frames, parallel, you might say, universes are times that can be transferred.
And Einstein's equations and others show that, you know, that those dimensions exist.
At any rate, I have seen other UFOs, unidentified flying objects. I've never seen any of the reported really huge ones.
Like we've been seeing up in Dallas.
Like has been seen up in Dallas, yes, and Denton. But at any rate, somebody is flying something out there that is not publicly known.
Yeah, no kidding. Who knows what's really going on? Well, very interesting with your work on the Apollo program. And next time we get you back, Raymond, maybe we can get a little bit more into some of the other areas. I know you've been nervous today, but you've covered quite a bit. And Raymond Teague, good friend of mine, thank you for coming in.
Quite welcome.
Raymond, again, let's set you up in the next month or so to come back in for an hour.
Okay.
And then maybe 2 hours, maybe take phone calls.
I need to talk to you about what I was talking about, the denature of the
narcotics. Well, you know what, call me tonight because I got Andre Sambulo coming up right after this break.
Okay.
So, well, we'll talk soon, Raymond. Thank you, my friend. You bet. Yeah, and your stuff's all over the place in here. Let's make sure we don't lose any of this. Raymond, thank you for coming in. There goes Raymond Teague, ladies and gentlemen. And I am Alex Jones, your host. We're going to get Andre Fambulo on from Germany, coming in hot on the next segment after we end this hour. Don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. If you want the document cam and you want the multicam and we've got DVD feeds. We've got a two-camera shooting here. PrisonPlanet.tv members, don't just get all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, videotape of the Sunday show, special guests, expanded extras like Endgame 1.5. You also, ladies and gentlemen, get to see random, you know, live hours during the show with in-studio guests, and then always that fourth hour of Overdrive. That fourth hour coming up today, there'll be video of that as well, the documents, news articles, and other things that I'll be playing and covering and showing you. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Get a membership. A PrisonPlanet.tv membership for $5.95 a month, or get a year membership, and you can get 3 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. And don't forget the new film, American Drug War. It is out, ladies and gentlemen, and it exposes who's really bringing in the narcotics. And, of course, we know who the enemy is. We've met them, and it's our government. That's the motto of the film.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Andres von Bulow is our guest for the next hour. We're very honored to have this esteemed guest with us. He is a German writer, lawyer, former SPD politician. He has been working on books about intelligence agencies, including In the Name of the State, CIA, BND, and the Criminal Machinations of Secret Services. He has also written a book that's been a bestseller in Germany, The CIA on September 11th. He possesses a doctorate in jurisprudence. He served as the secretary, state secretary in the German Federal Ministry of Defense, 1976 and 1980, and Minister for Research and Technology, 1980 to 82, both during Chancellor Helmut Schmidt's administration, and was regarded as a rising star of German politics at the time. He served for 25 years as an SPD member of the German Parliament until 94. In the late 80s and early 90s, he served as a Parliamentary Committee on Intelligence Services. This committee supervised German intelligence agencies and has access to classified information. Hence, he knows all about government-sponsored terror. In the early 80s, von Bulow also served as SPD ranking member in the investigative committee, a task that led him to inquire into white-collar crime in connection with Eastern Intelligence Services, and later also into the labels criminal activities of Western Intelligence Services. It goes on, and it is great to have him back on with us. Mr. von Bulow, thank you for coming on.
Hello. Good evening.
It's good to have you here. We're about to break.
Good evening. In your time, it's before.
It is afternoon, but it is evening. What is it, about 9 o'clock your time?
8 o'clock.
Okay. Well, we're honored to have you with us. We're about to break in about 3 minutes, but just give us a preview, Mr. von Bulow. What are you going to be covering today? What do you think's most important as the 9/11 black op attacks unravel?
The text on Revel? I didn't understand the last sentence.
The 9/11 fable is unraveling. What do you think is most important now?
Well, most important now is to gain the majority with people doubting the official version. It's a conspiracy theory handled by the government, but it's totally false, and we have to look through and know what has happened. And I now firmly believe that the government was involved in this 9/11 business.
You know, you were one of the first people with your credentials, a major, government cabinet official, and the multiple positions you've held in German cabinet, to expose 9/11. Now we've seen the former Italian president, we've seen number three in the Blair government, we've seen Jesse Ventura, we've seen movie stars, best actress. It is a tidal wave of awakening. Do you agree?
Yes, and I think and a lot of experts in all these fields which were involved at 9/11, whether they the FAA or the military, the Air Force, and so on and so on, everybody gave testimony, very knowledgeable about what happened, and that the official story couldn't stand.
Absolutely. Well, today I'd like to go through why you have originally, from your training in intelligence and in technology and in defense and in government and investigating intelligence agency crimes, to talk about 9/11 and why you believe they did it, why they were involved, who you now identify, who Andres von Bulow believes were involved in the attacks, since you haven't been on with us for almost 5 years, and then where you think an investigation should go, where it should arise from, and then generally about the books you've written, not just about 9/11, but about government-sponsored terror and intelligence agency corruption itself.
Mm-hmm.
And before we go to break, are there any particular web addresses, websites you'd like to give out?
No, I don't have a special website. We have a Germany website, but not specially on 9/11, but covering the whole affair, including what's now going on in Tibet.
Well, stay there. I want to hear about this on the other side, and we'll give out that web address for our guest and post it on InfoWars.com. We'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hey there, this is your radio talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your powering needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican. Find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Joining us from Germany, where it's 8 o'clock in the evening, Andres von Bülow. For those stations that just joined us, former Federal Minister of Defense, former head of research and technology. He also in Parliament headed up the committee that oversaw the intelligence agencies. He has written several best-selling books. One of them is the CIA on September 11th, Die CIA Under, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. And you can get that all over Europe. It's in many different languages, unfortunately not translated into English. Sir, you've got the floor. Why did you first question the official story? What have you learned since then, now saying you officially believe it's an inside job? And then how do we stop them from committing more attacks and bring them to justice?
I first I wrote a book about using terror as a pretext to wage war, and We had this Clash of Civilization written by Mr. Hunt, Professor Huntington out of Harvard. And he said all the people on the of the Western world need, after the Soviet Union has gone, a new enemy. And I think this was one of the first signals long before the 9/11 situation. And then happened World Trade Center 1, I think, in 1993 or something like that. And we now know that the FBI was totally informed what was going on, that there would be a terror attack, that were there Muslims living in New Jersey and guided by a guy who worked together with the FBI. And the FBI and this guy, they agreed that there will be an attack on World Trade Center at the first World Trade Center in 1993, that the bomb would be built by these Muslims, but at the latest moment the bomb should have been made unworkable,
deactivated.
Deactivated. And the FBI in the last minute didn't do that. They knew perfectly what would go on. And there you had six people dead. And I think about 1,000 wounded. This was the first attack on the World Trade Center. Then you had this Oklahoma situation where it's totally impossible that this agricultural bomb would be able to destroy this federal building. Everybody who is an expert knows this. An American general who worked on this explosive fields for I think 10 years.
Former head of Air Force Weapons Development, an actual engineer.
That's right, yeah. And he said it's totally impossible. This kind of agricultural bomb cannot bring about this devastation. But he was thrown out of the court. He was thrown out of the investigation. So I was already... I thought there is a way to bring about the clash with the whole Muslim world.
You already had were analyzing the situation, working in intelligence and other areas, and so you already saw it coming.
Yeah, so I was aware that probably that something is wrong about this. I didn't knew what was wrong, but I said, well, wait, we are looking on the behavior of the government, clearing the situation before, during, and after 9/11. And this was so strange with these 19 Muslims, which they found out within hours. They couldn't have known them. Then later on, we knew that a lot of them came into your country by visas given by them from secret services. It's probably the CIA.
Yeah, that's a big point. The heads
so
of the two...
They were protected to coming in. Part of them joined the American military, and the military was not able to clear the situation. Then you have this fantastic NOAAD system on the eastern part of the United States, which didn't work. Before you had, 67 interceptions by aircrafts going, military aircrafts going up and clearing the situation.
That was just in the year before, yes.
Yeah, sure, in the year before. It worked perfectly, but on the morning of 9/11, it didn't work. And there were, four or five exercises going on, air exercises, which totally interrupted the normal procedures. But the government didn't anything to clear the situation after it happened. I think it was the most horrible failures of the American government, and the Bush government is not willing to find out what really went wrong on this day. And then you have these fighter airplanes going up, and they are with very low velocity They didn't find this the enemy, and four times at this day, nothing worked. The FEA didn't work really, and the NORAD didn't work. They didn't work together. Bush, I think, changed the way how to deal with this kind of situation.
That's right. Dick Cheney, 2.5 months before.
Suddenly, Dick Cheney was in charge, and not the normal run of affairs. So a lot of very strange things.
Yeah, that's a key point, Andres von Bülow. Let's stop right there. 2.5 months before, he signs an order since 1957 when NORAD was set up. The default by the generals and even their officers under them is they have the authorization if the craft doesn't follow orders or is endangering civilian areas, they shoot it down. Cheney took the power away from the generals 2.5 months before, and Bush massed 44,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 British troops around Afghanistan and put the carriers there and signed the launch order to attack Afghanistan the day before 9/11. How suspicious is that?
Sure. And the same is true of Iraq. It was long before decided to attack Iraq. And 9/11, they begin telling this stupid story that Saddam Hussein was involved with Al-Qaeda. He was an enemy of Al-Qaeda, and Al-Qaeda, if Al-Qaeda is existing, probably it's a construct of the...
Well, now they say Iran is Al-Qaeda when they're Shiite.
Sure, they try to find the stupidity of the population to believe them.
Well, we are pretty dumb, but please continue with the points that made you question, and you now say you do know they were involved, and then I want to talk about why you think they did it and how you think they really did it. We know the official story's a lie, but...
Stupidly, they have written it down in this New American Century, where Cheney was involved, where the Jeb Bush was involved, where Pearl was involved, and all these guys running the government. And they said... we have to tell the American population that there is no peace dividend. We can't cut down our military outlays. We have to bring them up very strongly up. We have to wage a kind of not a war, but
preemptive.
We have to prepare. Certify that the United States is running the world affairs for the next century, and therefore we have to fight, and we have to pay for the military industrial complex. And there they said, well, it will be difficult to tell this the American people because they would like to have the peace dividend. But if something is happening like Pearl Harbor, where the population were thrown into a total different direction than they thought before would be wise, were able and willing to fight World War II, if this kind of thing will happen, the whole scenario will change,
now we have neocons. I don't know if you saw this last year, writing syndicated columns saying 9/11 was wonderful. We need another one. I mean, why do they? And then Gary Hart wrote a letter to Iran last year saying the U.S. government stages attacks. You better back off. Did you see that?
No, but I see the scenery. Yeah, it's still.
Why are they
dangerous.
So arrogant, though? You've worked at the highest levels of government. I mean, I've never seen such arrogant out in the open people. They basically admit they've done it.
Yeah, I don't know, because Iran, you know, Iraq has oil. Iran has oil. Then the dismemberization of the former Soviet Union of Russia. It's all going on with the same background, helping and bringing about disputes and more kind of situations. I think if you look at the not on the democratic side of the American government system, if you look at the empire system, then you have always these fake elements. You have this in the first American Spanish War destruction of the Maine. You have the same thing in World War with the Lusitania. This was a job which was handled mostly.
Stay there. I want to talk about the history of staged events with Andres von Mueller, former Defense Secretary of Germany, former Technology Minister of Germany, and he was also in the oversight of the intelligence agencies. He's Andres von Mueller, and he's written the book, The CIA and 9/11. We're going to come back and break it down for you, ladies and gentlemen. We're honored to have him.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Days are here, my friends. Andres von Mueller is our guest. author of the CIA on September 11th. And then we have Gulf of Tonkin, as you were listening, to get us into Vietnam and the USS Liberty. Now declassified, that Israel did attack the ship on purpose to try to sink it to blame it on Egypt. That just came out last year. Chicago Tribune. Please continue, sir. Yes, please continue with, you were giving examples of government-sponsored terror.
Well, I would add that one of the very strange thing on 9/11 after the aircraft hit the towers was the insert version of these dancing or laughing Palestinians. This was so fantastically just in time that I was very doubtful whether this has a real background. And later on, it was very interesting that the former vice Bürgermeister of Jerusalem told the public that the Israeli Defense Ministry sent a camera team over on the Palestinian side, and they gave candies to the public, and the public was laughing, and this was put on TV, and immediately with 9/11, it was mixed with these horrible pictures. So even in the PR situation, it was prepared, and it was very strange. And then I think, as you all know, the free fall velocity of the falling of the not only the both towers, also the World Trade Center number 7, which was not hit by a plane, is extremely strange. It could not happen, as the government is telling us. So I think history teaches us that wars are always started with lies. By the government starting this war, they want always to blame the other side in order to get a rectification of what they are doing. So we have always to be extremely skeptical if something has happened, like in the perhaps in the Persian Gulf might something happen, or for example the Vincennes, the American destroyer Vincennes, they shoot down an Airbus over the Persian Gulf, I think 20 years ago. They should have known that there is a normal civil aviation going on. They said they couldn't distinguish a small air fighter with military aims from a huge body aircraft, and they shoot it down. And this was one of the reasons probably Lockerbie happened, because Iran stroked back. And so you have always this trying to bring situation where the population are getting upset and willing to go to war and to give a free hand to their government.
Mr. Von Bülow, in the short segment we've gotten and a long one coming up, can you talk about the psychology? We know military psychology of where a general will put 1,000 troops in a gorge or a valley to bring in an enemy, a larger force, to reveal themselves, sacrificing the pawn, symbolized by the 1,000 troops, to then bring in his troops to win the battle. And it's that mindset of end justifies the means justifies the ends, that Machiavellian system, where we do have these people running our government that would think nothing of killing 3,000 citizens for this larger hegemonic empire.
Well, I laughed when I was with the Ministry of Defense. I laughed about psychological warfare. It was doing some things on the inner German border, raising balloons with material which the wind was blowing over, or other things like that. But psychological warfare is extremely important, and it's a kind of military affair. If you are planning a war, or if you have a battle before you as a military commander, you know you probably will lose a third or half of your men. But you will win, or you hope to win, and to win not only the battle but the whole war.
That's my point. Is the 3,000 dead were seen as collateral damage?
I mean, what came out from the American government, unfortunately, was within, I think, 48 hours. That Cheney was the first giving this word, that there is a generation-long war.
Stay there. Stay there. We'll be right back with Andres von Bülow.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3x5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store or online today.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com, or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
Thankful that Andres von Bülow is sharing this much time with us today. I want to be clear with listeners who haven't studied military history. It is part of the military history, just like World War I, at some battles where they'd lose 10,000 people a day to just feed troops into a meat grinder. And that mindset then translates into, oh, well, it's better for our people to run the empire and for America's future if we go ahead and kill 3,000 and blame it on these enemies. That's how Hitler started World War II with Poland, was attacking their own radio station at Gliwice. Governments do this over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. They're very cold-blooded, but to be clear, the people running our country could care less about U.S. sovereignty. They're actually using us as their front. Mr. Von Mulo, do you agree that we have this multinational Anglo-American establishment slash Israel that are in control of our military-industrial complex, the intelligence agencies firmly ensconced, and that they're using the U.S.'s good name and basically using the U.S. as a engine or as a mindless drone to carry out their activities?
I think you have enough Americans joining this whole game. It's not necessary to blame it on Israel. Israel is perhaps interested to change things in the Near East, and there is a conversion of thinking.
Let me stop you and be clear.
The American elite, a huge amount of the American elite are behind this policy, and if you really look at both parties in the Congress, it's a bipartisan policy. So I doubt whether there is a real, if it comes down to a final combat, that the elite of both parties are behind this kind of worldly, not only world leadership. If it would be wise, I wouldn't have any problem with Americans or the American state governing the world. But this kind of policy, where you could easily buy your oil, and it's not necessary to occupy all these countries which have oil and throw them in huge civil wars, which are with horrible effects.
Mr. Von Mulo, let me be clear about my belief. I said Anglo-American establishment first, and then Israel certainly is a cheerleader involved in it and lobbying for it. I'm not singling Israel out there. I'm saying who is it? It's England. It's the U.S. It's mainly Israel, isn't it, that is supporting the wars that grew out of 9/11.
They are joining, but I think that the main center of thinking about this has been around the neocons with their papers on the new American century and the outlets for defense. There you have written down what would happen, even the throwing out of Saddam Hussein and all these kind of mm-hmm. things. The partition of Iraq is one of the points which they try to follow. I think now Iraq, there is a day-to-day war going on, or civil war, and with American troops. But the real thing is that I think five huge bases are already built within Iraq, away from all these settlements, where the American military can stay for decades.
As Dick Cheney and now, of course, Bush and, of course, McCain say they want to stay 100 years, and you're right. Both parties are for the war. It doesn't matter if 80%+ of Americans are against it. They are going to continue that. So that's my next question for you. You have unusual knowledge as being the head of technology, you know, the head of defense, over in intelligence, you know, having all these different hats you've worn, exposing corruption. I would like you to give us your assessment, Mr. Von Mulo, on where you think they're going. Is their program stalling? Are they in trouble? Do you think that this crime complex, this global oligarchy, this corporatism that controls our government, do you think they're going to stage more attacks? Do you think they're going to fail in Iraq? I mean, where do you see things going?
I think they tried to fulfill the program, but they are running against huge troubles because the money is running out. America lives at the moment from a day-to-day necessity to get, I think, 80% of all savings around the globe, from Japan, from China, from Germany, from everywhere. And at the moment, the dollar is falling, and people are very reluctant to continue with this. And if you don't have this kind of money, you can only go further with this war with huge amount of inflation, which, again, is weakening the dollar. So Oh, I think I don't know what these kind they are running against the wall probably, and everything is falling apart.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I hate to keep using.
Probably Cheney and these kind of people are thinking, well, if we succeed in getting more and more and more oil land under our sovereignty, perhaps we find a way out. But I'm very doubtful whether this addition is going out.
Well, I agree with your assessment, Mr. Von Bulow, that they have a lot of hubris. They're stalling like Napoleon in Russia or Hitler in Russia. The analogies just continue. Or you can see the United States kind of like the Soviet Union, whose aggression is starting to stall as it did in the 1980s. And you know, it's fomenting of revolutions. Where do you see the United States in a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years? A. B. Could the neocons snatch victory from the jaws of defeat by staging a thermonuclear, quote, Al-Qaeda attack or releasing a bioweapon as a way to fully, because all we see them doing is mobilizing fascism, building concentration camps, that's mainstream news, building FEMA camps in the U.S., San Francisco Chronicle, Houston Chronicle, militarizing police, CIA over every major city. They now admit fusion FEMA command bunkers have been built in every city. 1 in 10 college graduates now Homeland Security. Basically a rising of black uniform. I'm not using this analogy because you're German, but they act like Gestapo everywhere. I mean, they're really taking over. Face scanning cameras, warrantless checkpoints. They're hiring mercenaries. I mean, I see them trying to turn us into an armed camp. Instead of giving up, I think they may just stage some huge event and then attack the world.
Yeah, it might happen. I don't know. I'm desperate as you, because I would like to have my old ideal of an open, kindly American America, which is competing with the whole world, leading the world. With its wise background, but at the moment I don't see these kind of people. They are at the moment not running the country, and you have, I think, 10 times as much people already in prisons as we Europeans or any European state has. I think Halliburton and others are building kind of concentration camps if the situation is coming. And this, you know, this was one of the main point in Germany. Within a night, about 30,000 people went immediately into prison, and these were the people which were judged by the Nazi people able to lead the opposition against Hitler in the last moment, to organize strikes and so on and so on. And if this is happening, then a takeover is absolutely possible. I don't know. I hope you are not following this way. And
Sir, they arrest you almost everywhere. If you try to hold a sign up, they come and beat you and taser you. They wear black masks. There's helicopters over our houses every night. They're brainwashing the children. I mean, you ought to see it here. It is really scary. And as you said, both parties are involved. They're building prisons everywhere. They're now saying I should be arrested. They're now saying on national TV that anyone who criticizes the war should be put in prison. They are they are gaslighting or preparing the ground. Is that the right word? They are out there getting everyone ready. Now, I don't think they're as popular as Hitler. I don't think they're going to get away with it. And I think if they do try to have a, you know, big roundup or purge or Kristallnacht or whatever, I think they're going to get their asses blown off. But at the same time, I just think they're so arrogant. I think they're going to do it, Von Bulow. I think that they flew planes into buildings. I mean, these are some reckless people.
Yeah, but I can give a judgment on this. I follow your discussions and your opinions and your anxiousness, and I participate in it. But I finally can't judge the situation as you can. But, you know, in Germany, this kind of technique went along with a huge, totally desperation of the German population. They didn't know where to go and what to do.
Yeah, the economy, same thing here.
The economy, it was an inflation because of the French occupation of the Ruhr. This was in 23, where all the people with a lot of savings lost all their savings, and then came the big depression, and then they didn't know where to go, and they finally they went into the arms of the Nazis, and only not even 50%, it was 44% in the last election, but it was enough, and then the police came, and the police was organized in a way that the SA took over the police post, and so on and so on. So this is a technique which is very, very dangerous.
Well, they're now federalizing.
I can't say that's the same situation. It would be totally wrong as a German to do this, but you have to fight.
But you do see the danger.
I see the danger, yeah.
Well, I agree. I'm not looking for a fight, but there's a lot of people, and we're not going to put up with it. But we're going to let them, like at Lexington and Concord, when this country started, we're going to let them start it first, Mr. Von Bulow.
I didn't understand this last sentence.
Well, the Revolutionary War started here when they came for the guns and when they started the fight. So I'm saying we're going to let them start the fight.
Yeah.
But then we're going to finish it.
Okay. Yeah. I hope so.
Well, we're not looking for a fight, but if they start it, believe me, the people are ready, and they're.
But they are, these people are very strong. They have the whole infrastructure of the finances, and you know, if not some very, very capable people in industry and other big organizations are taking over and the lead and say, well, we don't want to be in this environment. I don't see it. I'm not very hopeful.
Well, there is a lot of people speaking out in the power structure, but I agree with you. Mr. Von Bulow, there's so many other facets I want to get into. Investigations, bringing those that did this to justice, do you think that will ever happen? Well, you know, we now hear about a United Nations body calling for an investigation of 9/11. I mean, certainly we can be positive in saying that a lot of people do now understand the false flag, self-inflicted wound tactics used by governments. I mean, is that a positive in and of itself?
Sure, it is positive in itself. But finally, I think you should appeal on every citizen of the United States to look independently in the whole affair and see what is wrong and how, for example, the so-called independent commission was handled and so on and so. It was you know, if you have a kind a situation like after or during 9/11, it is a total failure of the state structure. Bush could have easily said, well, I inherited the structure from Clinton. I'm a Republican, he is a Democrat. Now we are clearing the whole situation. We tell you what went wrong. Instead of this, they are hiding behind secrecy and hiding away the tapes and so on and so on. For example, the Federal Aviation Agencies, these people during the break in the midday, they sat down and said, well, this horrible thing, what went wrong, what was wrong on this day, and they put it on tape, and immediately the superior came, took the tape away and destroyed it in a way which you can't repair. So why is a government behaving like that? It's so extremely strange.
We're talking to former Minister of Defense, Technology, you name it, Andres von Bulow. Sir, there's so many things I want to ask you, but I also want to give you time to talk about whatever you think is most important. But we know the official story is a lie. We know they're covering up. We know they had a motive. We know that they were involved. But specifically, you know, looking at the picture now, almost 7 years later, what do you think? I mean, they really did on 9/11. What do you think really happened there, and who do you think was involved? What agencies, what governments?
I don't know. I don't know. And I think one makes huge mistakes if you are blaming this and this and this agency. I think it was a very small group of people which knew the structure. They knew what to do. I think that the exercises, these five exercises, disturbed the whole picture, and I think the exercises were not cut down. Normally, you would, if this kind of things are happening, you are canceling all the exercises. Say now it's the real world. We have to tackle this problem, and show what we have learned and what we can do. But these exercises went on, and so for example, the people on the Federal Aviation Agency said, "Well, is this real or is this exercise?" They didn't know what happened. So this is extremely strange, and the behavior of the state after 9/11. No normal state would behave like the Bush administration.
Do you think it's hurt them that we have exposed that it was an inside job? Myth.
Sure, they are fighting, but you know that if you have the TV and all these mainstream people going along with the government out of reasons I don't know, then they can say, well, we don't need to have more than 50% believing us, and the rest of these intellectuals can go to hell. They hope to handle the public opinion as they did the last year.
But they're not. Stay there. Final segment with Andres von Bülow. On the other side, his book is the CIA September 11th.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with ElectroChi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your ElectroChi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Okay, Andres von Mulo is going to be with us into the second part of this interview, into the fourth hour. He agreed to come on in the fourth hour and then misunderstood. He thought he was going to break, so he hung up. We're getting him back on. But he's going to be with us into the fourth hour. And we're going to be taking your calls for Andres von Mulo in the fourth hour. And I'm going to go ahead and give you that phone number so you can call in here in just one moment. First off, Aloe's Body Cleanse, ladies and gentlemen, is brought to you by the wonderful folks at New Vitality. If you want to see their whole lineup of fabulous products, go to InfoWars.com. They are a mainline, old, respected vitamin and mineral supplement company. Just amazing folks at New Vitality. Their toll-free number to get Aloe's Colon and Body Cleanse is 1-800-569-4056. Aloe Vera is just absolutely amazing at cleaning out your body and detoxifying the body. 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056. Now, we're going to end this hour with Andres von Mulo, and we're going to have about a five-minute break so he can take a break before we start the next hour. He's all with us now, and you'll be able to continue listening on your radio out there on the Internet or AM or FMs, but you'll also be able to watch video of me in studio with news articles and documents if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member in the fourth hour. But if you're listening on the Internet, you'll want to switch streams and go over to InfoWars.com. Starting next Monday, the fourth hour will be on the Genesis Network as well, not just our network. Okay, we're about to break for a few minutes. Andres von Mulo, Mr. Mulo, so you have time to take a little break, and you'll be back with us to take calls because you wanted to talk about the economy and also where you think the dollar's going and some other key issues. But before we in this hour, you've also written about criminal cultures in intelligence agencies. Maybe we'll have some time to get into that, sir.
Oh, yeah.
When did you first start discovering how much criminality was in government intelligence agencies?
Well, there is not criminality general. There is no criminality within the intelligence agencies, but the organized criminality is a wonderful weapon for secret services. Organized criminality is always opposed or normally opposed against the state government. So they have an enemy of your enemy. This organized crime people, they know exactly where the weak points of your enemy are. You can break in, you can make deals with them, you can use them for drug transports, you can privilege them in order to bring drug money or drugs in areas where you again can use it as payment for things which criminality does for you. So if you think about it, it's a wonderful weapon. It's always used. And for example, if you are trying to bring within Turkey the Kurds against the central government, normally in the minority and majority in multi-ethnic areas come along quite well with each other, sometimes over centuries.
Mr. von Mulo, stay with us. We're going to break. You've got a three-minute break, and then we'll be right back with you as we start the fourth hour. Okay, sir? Thank you so much. Okay, we'll be back with Mr. von Mulo. We really appreciate him spending this much time with us. The fourth hour, the new fourth hour, starts in about 70 seconds. We'll have a video intro for everybody watching on the web at PrisonPlanet.tv. If you don't have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, it adds a whole other dimension to this transmission, so be sure to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership today. It's 15 cents a day. All right, we'll be right back with the former Minister of Defense, Andres von Bülow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Eugenics dominated the 20th century. Its ruthless spirit has now